Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're going to explore how you can flex your meta skills to help you gain more influence at work. You'll learn how to lead through complexity, even though you may not have formal authority, by using your awareness, your network, and your ability to inspire others to take action. Let's dive in. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. So let's get honest for a second. You don't need a title to be a leader, but you do need influence. I go back to, paraphrasing the Army's definition of what leadership is. And it's the ability to influence others, a group, a team, toward a shared goal or objective. So the ability to influence, no matter where you're at in an echelon of organizational hierarchy in an organization, whether you hold a formal position as a team leader or not, if you lead, you need to have influence. The ability to understand and see and maneuver and shape how people take action with positivity, with support, with optimism. And there's a way to do this once you understand kind of the organization, the structure that you're working in. And the things that will help you with that are your meta skills, right? So what we're talking about with meta skills are those transferable skills that stay with you: emotional intelligence, empathy, active listening, adaptability. These skills will serve you well no matter what position you're in. But when you get into influencing, these meta skills will help you. You can flex them. You can utilize them and leverage them, really, because you've built them over time to really become more influential at work. So before we get too far into today's episode, head over to my website. It's a fast forward button to accelerate your growth. Head over to my website, download your free 5-step guide to getting heard, respected, and backed at work. You don't need a title to be influential, but what you do need is trust. You need clarity. You need the guts to show up, the courage to show up with ideas, and the skill to make people care about those ideas so that you can really help move your organization, move your team forward to accomplish some huge, big, audacious goals. This guide is a fantastic starting point to help you look inside, help you self-assess, be self-aware, make an action plan, and become more influential at work. So whether you're managing sideways across departments, leading from the middle, influencing up, or just trying to take an opportunity to make things move in a matrix organization, your ability to influence others is what determines your real power in that organization. Here's the twist. Influence doesn't come from control. It comes from connection. It comes from connection with people, and connection is built with your meta skills, emotional intelligence, ability to build and gain and give trust, your ability to communicate, to adapt to situations, to listen and speak and lead with empathy. So these meta skills that you've developed, that you've grown, and again, if you haven't, check out some of my past episodes where I've talked about what these meta skills are and how you can grow them. These are the most important attributes of a leader. And research has shown that leaders who are high with emotional intelligence, who are high on empathy, who have these abilities built and use them, outperform leaders who don't. So that authoritarian style, that top-down style, does not do well in today's work environment. Put people first, hone your meta skills. So where do these meta skills really come into play at work? The first place is that organizational intelligence. So when you influence starts with knowing how the organization really works And for me, I've worked in multiple organizations throughout my career. And one of the first things I try to do is understand not just those policies and procedures and processes, because you get handed binders, you can read about how work gets done, but I'm not talking org chart. I'm not talking, the policies on the step-by-step guides or the standard operating procedures. I'm talking about understanding that invisible power dynamic, who the decision makers are, where are those informal networks of where work actually gets done? Because I tell you, it's not usually with the block on the org chart with the person's picture, the title, and the fancy office. Understanding the organizational intelligence of how work and where work really gets done will help you understand the network, the people that you need to know and get into it. Savvy leaders, they know how to navigate that complexity without getting into organizational politics. You've got to understand organizational politics. You've got to understand organizational intelligence, how work gets done, so that you can ask smart questions, you can listen deeply, you can find shared goals that are going to help move initiatives forward. So when you do this right, and you do this with good intent, and you do this with optimism and the intent to really get things done in a positive, productive way, it can be a game changer for you. So it's not enough to just understand the policies and procedures. You've got to be able to read a room. You've got to be able to look at who speaks more often, who doesn't speak as often but says things that have meaning. You know, where are those people who aren't in the room that are actually executing work, and how do they like to be rewarded and recognized so you can keep those top performers performing, right? So organizational intelligence is key, and you're going to use your meta skills to understand and start to read those dynamics and be able to connect into there day in and day out. Next up, and this one is probably a little bit of a controversial one when not done well, team and self-promotion. Yes, you need this. Self-promotion isn't about ego. It's about visibility. When done right, it creates credibility and builds momentum for your team's work. So growing up in the Army, I was always taught, it's not about me, it's about the team. And that is 100% true. It's not about you, it's about the team, until it is about you, right? So when you're writing your performance evaluation, or you have to interview for a job, you have to be able to discern the actions that you took, your role in a project or your role in a change management initiative, what you did, right? So it's this tough dichotomy of, I need to be humble and acknowledge what I'm not good at and where I make mistakes and what my team is good at. I can't be overly confident and cocky, because then it comes off as, it's all about me. So you have this dynamic, almost tug of war, of what's happening with team and self-promotion. And right there in the middle is this idea of self-assuredness. And self-assuredness is really about knowing who you are and being comfortable and confident in the skills that you bring, knowing what you're not good at and being comfortable and confident there. So you're not humble to the point of self-deprecating. You're not confident to the point of being cocky. You're right in the middle. And when you're in the middle, then you're able to just speak to facts of what your team accomplished, how you helped your team. So you can still promote your team in a way that they become visible, they become seen, so that other members of your team have opportunities for a career progression. And you can do it in a positive, productive way that doesn't cross the line of taking credit for other people's work. It doesn't cross the line of boasting or bragging to the point of you know, annoyance, right? It's that sweet spot in the middle. So that self-assuredness. So influential leaders don't wait to be discovered. They step into the hard task, they elevate their team's wins, and they share progress to inspire buy-in and collaboration. Know who you are, know what you're about, know your team, know what they're about, and be able to speak about that openly and with self-assuredness, so that your team can be seen, can be heard, and you can clearly be an influential member of the team and promote what your team's doing. Next up here, trust. Trust is your leadership currency. You can't influence anyone who doesn't trust you. Influence starts with trust, and trust is not manipulation. Two forms of trust that I fall back on is cognitive trust and affective trust. Cognitive trust is when someone, they see your accomplishments, they see your credentials, and they start to have this idea of, okay, based on this person's experience, based on what they've been through, I think I can trust them. Where we're talking about trust over time is really more in the affective trust. And that's where trust is felt. It's not just seen, it's felt, it's experienced. And that's brought out through consistency, through listening with empathy, through gaining perspective, through asking questions, through supporting your team. It takes an immense amount of energy over time to build affective trust with people, but it's worth it. It'll pay dividends in the long run. Because when you show up in balance, when you show up with empathy, when you show up actively listening and wanting to help and diving in, and you show your team you can take on the hard tasks as well, they will feel like they can trust you. When the hard conversation comes, you have it, and you have it with a caring, genuine concern for the person's well-being. When the team is down and needs some help, you are bringing the resources there and reminding them of the overall collective purpose, the bigger picture. You're going to wear that weight on your shoulders, but that comes with the burden of leadership. And if you want to be influential, being able to balance bold direction with real compassion, being able to be there for your team and stay connected, to bring them up and support them, especially in their time of need, that is where trust gets built day in and day out, over and over and over. The trust lets you lead people through change. It helps you lead people through complexity when the path is unclear, because now that they trust you, they will want to follow you. Last point here is leveraging your network. Leaders with influence don't go it alone. They tap into relationships inside and outside of their immediate team. When you are trying to build influence, you need to be able to lead from a position of informal authority, which means you need to have solid relationships and connection with your peers, with your supervisors, with your peer supervisors, all the way around. So you've got to be comfortable expanding your network. You've got to be curious about what other people are doing, what they're learning. You've got to be curious about what's happening in other departments. Where's the company going? Where's the direction? Where's the bigger picture? And then you create space for others to contribute as well. So you take this knowledge that you've acquired and you share it with people. You take these skills and these directions and you can see the path ahead, and you bring people in and put them in a position to have an opportunity to excel. That way, you're not accumulating knowledge for knowledge's sake and holding it like a source of power. You're sharing information with others and you're distributing power sources. You're bringing people together to build a coalition so that you can move the company's big goals and big projects and big initiatives ahead. So this dynamic network allows you to lead from positions where you don't have authority. It allows you to lead and influence others and bring them into the fold. So you're growing a strong network of people with multiple ties to you and to each other. And that really creates a very strong network of people who share knowledge, who share creativity, who share their thoughts, who bounce ideas off of each other, so that when things go wrong or things go south and you need somebody, you have a network of people you can tap into. So show up creatively, show up with curiosity, show up with the intent to bring the best out in people and build those relationships, and you'll find yourself being able to influence others because you're just there to support, you're just there to lead, you're just there to do your very best, and people will see that, and you'll become that center of gravity. Remember, meta skills are learnable, they're teachable, they're scalable, and when you develop them, your influence can build exponentially. So here's your next move. One thing, pick one area to flex your meta skills in, whether it be organizational intelligence, whether that be visibility for yourself, your team, whether that be building trust with your team, your peers, your boss, or whether that be networking. Ask yourself one question: what's one action I can take this week to flex my meta skills with intent and purpose? Where do I want to show up? How can I help my team learn, grow, and where can I practice being more influential? And remember, influence isn't granted. It's built by momentum, moment by moment, connection by connection, opportunity by opportunity. Don't forget to head over to drwilliamramey.com to download your free 5-step guide to help you build more influence, that will help you identify the who and the how of becoming an influential leader within your organization. You don't need a title. You need trust, connection, connectivity. This free 5-step guide will help get you there even faster. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop a comment, let us know how we're doing. If there's a topic that you want to see on the show, let us know that as well. Better yet, download and share this with your fellow leaders to help spread the knowledge, spread the learning, so we all have an opportunity to lead at our very best. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can head over to LinkedIn. You find me there. I'm pretty active there, Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, and on Instagram at Will Ramey, #1, Will Ramey 1. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.